There is no other new business this evening. Under committee reports, I've asked Mr. Jock Headblade, who is the chair of the Heritage Days Committee and also the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, to join us this evening and give us a report on Heritage Days 2020. Mr. Headblade.
I've unmuted
you. Thank you, Mayor. We have had meetings with both my board at the MACVB and with the Heritage Days Committee, and we have been discussing how we move forward with Heritage Days during this COVID crisis that we're in. And it seems that every question that's brought up, there are a number of other questions that come up with it. We discussed many things. The first thing that we discussed was just if indeed the stay at home, the shelter in place, the quarantine, the social distancing were lifted before June, you know, what were the odds of mass gatherings still being an opportunity to happen? And if indeed they were, would those be prudent and responsible things to do? We didn't believe that that was going to be a situation there. We also were worried about many things as far as the reunions and that stuff that already seemed to be being canceled and people being laid off. And low turnout for an event like this does affect us greatly in how we pursue and move forward in the coming years, because the money we make each year off of Heritage Days really just goes right back into Heritage Days and gets spent. And so there was that. So that was there was that that concern too. We also know that there is a situation now where a lot of all the promotional money through our office has been clawed back by the state to try to be put into next year's budget, which was going to give us almost a very difficult time in actually promoting the event for this year. So with those many reasons and those that may come up here at some point in the not too distant future that we don't know of yet, we had decided that the prudent thing to do this year, and it was not an easy thing to do, was to cancel Heritage Days. That is the decision that was made for the safety and the health of everybody in our community and those that may be visiting us. That was the idea to do so.
Thank you, Jock. I know that when we discussed this late last week, and we concurred with what you were suggesting. I know one of the things we discussed and was released in a news release just prior to this meeting starting this evening was one of the primary activities that occurs for Heritage Days, that it draws people from all over the country back to Macomb, their hometown. And exactly. Unfortunately, that is part of the issue.
Right.
That those folks would be coming from parts of the country that may still be experiencing some profound impact from the COVID-19 virus in those particular areas. And one thing that I sincerely appreciate is that this is going to be one more on a list of disappointments for folks in the community this year. And to that extent, I want to assure everyone that this was not entered into lightly, and that every consideration was given to safety as it relates to the event and just where we have to be, unfortunately. And go ahead.
If I may add to that, I will say that Heritage Days is very dear to me personally, and this was an extremely difficult thing for us at the MACBB. We know how important it is to the community, and we also understand how important this could be to a community at a time like this too. But we just didn't feel that the risk outweighed the reward on this. But it's tough. It's very sad for me to not be able to do this. I get so much joy out of being at Heritage Days and working for it. So.
Well, and we'd like to reiterate what our news release says, and that this decision was made so that with the promise to return next year bigger, stronger, and better than ever to give the community and visitors a celebration that they will certainly need and will have so deservedly earned. So thank you for the report, however disappointing it may be. We appreciate the decision-making process that you went through to get here.
Thank you, Mayor.